Seeing Jesus coming towards him, John said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Everyone here and all over the world is marked out by a name that singles you out from everybody else. Even in the closest unit, the family, children have different names to identify them as special. And it's not only by name as well, but we remember too for who we are. And sadly, for lots of times, people aren't recognized what they are until they die, until you hear a eulogy about somebody. And then you find a person quite often that we never really knew. So Jesus traveling and spotted by John the Baptist, and that's how he marks him out. Look, there is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. And just for a few moments this morning to look at that, the implications and the symbolism of that title that he's given, Lamb of God. He doesn't say that he's a man of God, but he singles him out as Lamb of God. And we think in our everyday life the meanings of that word Lamb. Approachable, safe, not a danger to anyone. You might have seen pictures of, on television, of farming life. And that famous family up the Dales where the little ones, they adopt little lambs that have been abandoned by their mother where their mother has died. And the children raise the lamb up, and the lamb has no fear of those children. Safe. They feel secure and aren't afraid to approach them and have their feed. And that title too, or that symbolism, can be offered to our Lord Christ. Approachable. We see what his life is through the New Testament. The ones that he singled out, the ones that he approached, the ones that he touched and spoke to, over and above the others, the ones that weren't expected to get a hearing. Secondly, we're coming to that time of year as we gladly approach the end of winter and begin to see the signs of spring. The flowers beginning to force their way through, maybe a bit prematurely if one is to go by this week's forecast of weather. But as we're well aware, we've had one of the mildest winters going. But springtime is a time of new life. And one of the signs of spring is where you see the new lambs born, running freely through the fields. A sign of new life, and that's what Christ has told us of what he is. A new life, born at our baptism. Think of the love the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children for that is what we are. And the third meaning of that symbolism of lamb, we go into the Old Testament, where the people of the Old Testament offer sacrifice, and very often it took the symbol of killing a firstborn, giving it a sacrifice. That was their way of handing it on to God. They killed it so that it would be of no beneficial use to themselves. Not alone did they kill it, but they burned it. And again, we find that symbolism in that greeting of John the Baptist to Christ. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, that Christ is the Paschal Lamb that we celebrate at Easter. The Lamb that takes our sins away. So John the Baptist, when he introduces Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, he's incorporating all those elements into the meaning and the symbolism of that Christ is portrayed as the Lamb of God. I have seen and I am witness that he is the chosen one of God, and that at our baptism, when Christ accepts us into his family, gives us the right to call him Father, gives us the right to be his child. We're given to access into the very life of Christ that we celebrate in our lives through the various sacraments, through confirmation, through reconciliation, through Eucharist, to the sacrament of marriage or holy orders, to the sacrament of the sick, the sacrament of the dying, that used to be known as extreme unction. Through our lives, those sacraments are stepping stones to us on our way to God. Not magical moments of, but stepping stones to God. That God is available to us in our world, but we are given the freedom to access those sacraments and to use them as they are intended, as life-giving contacts with the Lord. Sacraments are something that we plug into. It's like the electric socket. If we don't turn it into the and connect it to the power, it remains useless. And so do the sacraments that Christ has instituted and left to the church. And the one in particular that is in reference today, the sacrament of baptism. It's not a magical act. It's an entry into the life of God. A life that needs to be nurtured and encouraged and built on in the course of our lives as we travel through the years.